Hi and welcome to episode 203 of Extreme PC UK podcast. I'm your host Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK everywhere. Today is the 6th of July 2023 and today on the show we have...
GreyGamer25 and a Grey's Green Room on all podcasts and YouTubes.
Hello, Trainspotting Trev and the Trekway for all Star Trek stuff.
Hello, my name's Roslight. You can find me everywhere underneath the name Roslight. Also, Minecraft server out right now, mc.roslight.network. Go and check it out.
Oh, quick plug there, quick plug. And Chell says straight off the bat, what is going on with that beard? Billy Goat's gruff over there. Yes, my beard is very long and scruffy. I'm going to cut about this much off of it tomorrow. Back to that. Look, it's going to be half cut.
It's going to be quackers.
I have literally been so busy over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, you haven't seen me streaming. I haven't had a chance to go and get it dyed, because I do dye it myself, or I haven't got it cut. So I'm going to literally get it all trimmed up nice. And the hair on top, look, it's massive. Look at that hair, man. Big hair. So
what are you going to do with the beer once you cut it off, the excess hair? Use it for, like, fire starting?
I'm going to secretly send it to your house.
Thanks. I'll make a collage out of it.
I'll send some glue in there as well, so you can just have a quick touch up.
Yeah, I'll just kind of paste it on here and, like, you know.
Oh my god, really? Look. Old Vexcrement in the chat is there. Hurry up, Love Island is starting. Unbelievable. He watches. I said to him, do you want to come on the show tonight? And he was like, oh, I would come on, but Love Island's on at the same time, and I can't miss that.
He was in the lobby. He was in the lobby for a little while, a couple hours ago.
I actually scared him, because me and him was playing Star Citizen earlier. I was streaming it, and I haven't streamed for about 2 weeks because I've been so busy. So I thought, oh, we'll get on and we'll do some Star Citizen streams. So we got on, me and him, and I said, look, I've got to go. I'll be back later on for the stream. So I came back about 2 hours later, and he was still in the room. So I jumped back in the room, and I was like, Vex, you there? And he was just silent. So I texted him saying, oh my God, you've left yourself in the Discord, and we've heard everything you've been doing. And straight away, he instantly was on. So whatever you was doing, you dirty pervert. We heard it all. Nah, he weren't doing nothing. But yeah, how's everybody been? Has everybody been good? What have you all been up to?
Not as busy as you.
Oh, yeah. I have been busy.
Playing games, taking names, stuff like that.
Really busy being.
Playing games, taking names.
Busy okay. Bumblebee over here. I've been trying to sort out a lot of stuff.
Like what? You can't. He just went, I've just been trying to sort out a lot of stuff. But what?
Let's talk about Ross then and his weird antics the last few days. You say hello to him, or you ask him a question, and it replies with a meme that has nothing to do with the question you've just asked. And I'm thinking either he's doing, there's LSD in his KFC, or he's doing the sniffing salts again, or both.
All three at the same time, obviously.
Oh, like, it's not KFC.
Man, everybody loves him on the smelling salts.
This is just LSD in here, pure liquid LSD. I'm tripping balls right now. No, I've been doing lots. I've been sorting out Minecraft server, as you heard, just shouted that out. 600 members in the Discord, brand new, level 3 Discord. Got a custom URL link.
Everyone's going to be moving to your Discord.
it's been crazy. I've been talking to a couple of Discords as well, trying to get sponsored shout outs for basically trying to increase the traffic and stuff like that. Because recently I was just like, I want my Discord to do well. And then I was able to fall into this, and it's been really good.
So, with the Discord and everything, have you had a lot of people on your server? Is it going well?
Yeah, it's been going insanely well. Literally, the past week I've had about 40 to 50 people joining, and that's without me pushing it out anywhere or doing anything. People are just joining naturally. I've signed up for the partner program. I'm part of the ambassador project. I'm part of the official ambassador Discord, which is like, you go in there and there's all the people in there who are like admins and stuff, and you talk to them about different things to do. I've sorted out so many different bots, so I have like a nationality bot in my Discord. We've got people from Jamaica, Australia, Canada, America, UK. So we've sorted all that out so people can have like little flags next to their name.
I was going to do that on our Discord.
Why didn't you?
Because I didn't know if it was going to mess around with the permissions for everything else on there.
Oh, it's dead easy. You just add the bot, and the bot does everything.
Oh, really?
Imagine he gets partnered before you. That'd be hilarious on
Mate,
Discord.
We're never going to get partnered. They're never going to partner anyone.
Yeah, but you're like, there's like between 600 and 800 odd people on this Discord but I don't know how many is in yours, Ross.
604 now.
Yeah, so if he gets it over you, he'd be like, right, let's just go and march to where they are in California and just
no, well, the thing is, to be fair, like I said to Ross, it's all very well having 600 people join in such a short space, because that's what you want to achieve. But for him, what the difference is, obviously our people have trickled in over years, and we know the people. What he's going to deal with, which you probably would have dealt with already, is you're going to get, especially from Minecraft, you're going to get a lot of, like, I don't know, 16 Widows. To 18 year olds. They're going to come in and it's going to be absolute chaos. So you need to have full control of that, because you'll just have all sorts of the bad stuff you don't want coming in.
Yeah. Yep. Dinobot has been clutch. So has me six bot. You've already got me.
Yeah.
Six
How many
bot.
People have got... been deleted already?
So over the past 2 weeks, we've got rid of about
601
60 people.
60 people. There you go. I think over the whole time of my Discord being live, I think we've done 20 people.
Jesus.
And that's the difference.
That's a different rate.
It's a big
and that may be high.
Man. Yeah. GR5 says, better be a good one, this. He left early from work to come and catch the podcast.
Are you missing Love Island as well, GR? Because we can't have that.
Me and Trev can, like, imitate it. I love you, Trev.
God. Oh, God, no. Look, he's gone for Trev. That's better than him tugging on my beard anyway, so.
It's a beard off.
It's a beard off. Right, we've got loads of stuff to talk about. Fair and enough. GR502, because you've left work early to come in here, I think you should give us a discussion you would like to talk about, and we'll talk about that at some point as well. Right, let's get into this. Ross, why are you bending some weird finger up at your wall?
No, I'm just like, I'm looking at where Trev is on the Twitch compared to... So when I point here, this is where he is for me, but on the Twitch screen, he's over here. So I'm just making sure I'm able to point.
Yeah, right. Ross is right down there.
And Gray's just over there.
Yeah, which is weird. It's never quite
Vex
right.
Vex says, Trev, can you put Love Island on your TV in the background for me, please?
I could just bend that slightly over as well.
Right, let's get into this. So we've got a lot of things to talk about today. Some good stuff. And if anybody's got anything they want to talk about, you can put it in the chat and we'll try and talk about it. Right, let's get into it straight away. Gray's got to talk about something extremely boring.
I thought this was... I still don't understand what this means, but you know Power Wash Simulator.
No, because I wouldn't play that because it sounds crap.
Neither would I.
In case you plays House Flipper.
House Flipper, I'll come off it.
That
not being funny.
Hell.
Look, everybody in chat... Is House Flipper different to Power Wash Simulator? I think there's quite a big decision there, that difference there, because I'm not being funny. House Flipper, you flip houses.
Line.
Power Wash Simulator, you fucking
I can't catch
squirt water.
One.
Sorry for the language.
Well, look, I'm just gonna read this to you, and I just can't even believe what I'm reading. Power Wash Simulator is going to be receiving a Warhammer 40,000 DLC later this year.
That Warhammer 40,000's getting everywhere.
But that's what does that got to do with anything? I couldn't understand that. So I sat there and looked at it, and the trailer is it's a black screen, and then the power washer comes on, and it starts cleaning, and as it's cleaning, the Warhammer logo lights up, and that's the extent of the trailer.
That's what we know about it.
Yeah, it doesn't really. They don't really say much.
I don't understand how Power Wash Simulator can have Warhammer 40,000 in it. What are they going to do?
You've got a gun
that fires water.
He said it's a crossover. They said they've already done it with SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did you look into any research of what they've done there?
Yeah, the only thing I can...
How can they do SpongeBob? He's under bloody water.
They said they let him scrub a pineapple under the sea with the power washer. I don't know, man. Oh. That's what I'm telling you. This is like bizarre.
This podcast is going downhill.
Have you been on smelling salts, Gray, as well?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Apparently,
the people that wrote this article is, and I'm sitting there going, like, what does that mean? 40,000? That just makes no sense whatsoever. But I thought it was pretty funny.
He's turned into Walter White.
Anyway, the more interesting thing is PC Game Pass.
Is it Walter White from Breaking Bad?
Walter.
Is his name Walter White? What's his name?
Walter White, yeah. Heisenberg is his name.
Heisenberg, that's the one.
Walter.
Say
my
Walter.
Name.
Walter
White.
What?
Man, Walter. What is going on today?
It's the accent, isn't it? Water.
Well, Vex is even on it as well. He says discussion point. Right. The way Trevor pronounces six.
Six. It sounds like sex, probably, I know. But in a way, Nick pronounces water.
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 Or water. What's happening here? Right.
Water.
Let's crack water. On. That news, anyway, news was crap.
Right. Yeah. The better one is what's coming to Game Pass, that'd be PC Game Pass and or Xbox Game Pass.
Go on.
And apparently there's two games that I'm actually interested in. One, Exoprimal. It looks pretty cool. It looks almost kind of like a cross between
ain't that an old game?
Monster Hunter and Overwatch. Basically, it seems like you're characters that basically go after dinosaurs, make them do what you want.
Is it as good as Turok? No.
Oh, I don't. I have no clue, man. Turok was good though. So it's called Exoprimal, and that's coming to PC and console July 14th. Also, some of these other games you may or may not have heard of, but Sword and Fairy Together Forever, Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming to console on the pass. So
on
if you
Game
guys
Pass.
Want to pay for it, on the Game Pass for
Does
console.
Does that mean I'll
though,
be able
not,
to log into
PC.
My old account?
Couldn't tell you. I don't know. It's going to be console only, though, not PC. McPixel 3 is PC and console. Common Hood, Insurgency Sandstorm, which I heard was supposed to be a good game, too. Don't know enough about it.
Insurgency Sandstorm. That is a good tune, that, to be fair.
Insurgency Sandstorm, it's called. So that supposedly is another good game. Tectonica and The Cave. So those are some of the games coming. A couple of games are leaving as well. Spelunky 2, XO1. XO1 was cool, actually. That was a cool game. Paw Patrol, the movie, Adventure City Calls. So those are leaving.
No! Not Paw Patrol. Anything and, with that game.
You think he's joking? He's being deadly serious.
My favorite game ever. Played
Paw
it for 400 hours.
Paw Patrol.
And that's my quick news.
All
for
right.
This week.
Right.
What's in the cave? Quick question. In the game, the cave.
What's in the game? I don't know. I didn't look at the game. I'm just
telling
you what games are coming.
You're too young to know.
Right. Let's move on from this. Let's talk about something. So, I loaded up Steam earlier on, and there was a reason why I loaded Steam up. I can't remember why, but there was a reason. I looked at a game that I had, because I've got £10 in my account, and it updated Steam. Have you noticed it's been updated to a new version?
Yeah, I've used that for a while in the beta.
Oh, yeah?
It's good. I like it, mate.
Yeah, I haven't loaded up Steam for ages, and because it's been such a big gap, they actually sent me a Steam survey. Oh, I remember why. It's because of the Steam sales. It was Steam sales, isn't it, for summer?
Summer, yeah.
Which we'll talk to in a minute. But before we get into the Steam sales, what I want to talk about is they actually sent me, you know, do you ever get the hardware request? And it's like, it asks you questions and it takes
a survey.
Takes a survey of everything. And then it gives you the results. Now, it's quite funny. These results are actually quite funny because it tells me the results of, like, what people are using. And as much as everybody out there is like, AMD, oh, I love AMD. Used to see these stats because it's not quite true. At the moment, out of video cards for the whole across Steam, 76% is still NVIDIA.
Yes, come on.
It's a massive amount. AMD is 15%.
Oh,
Intel.
Okay,
Intel
is a half of 1%.
Nearly 9%.
Oh my
god.
That's really good.
That's actually very good. Yeah,
and I think you'll find the reason why this is like this is because of, like we always say, Trev, people on the budget will always go with AMD. Yep. And now that Intel's come into the market mid range, obviously their cards are sort of a budget card as well because they're mid range. So people are buying them because of the price against AMD, because if it matches up in that bracket, then people are going for that, which is a bit sad for AMD's cards, really, because it's getting squashed out when NVIDIA is still right up there, still taking control. Do you know what I mean?
NVIDIA's just got so many generations.
It does say other for other graphics cards, but that's 0.25%. It doesn't tell us what that is.
Voodoo FX is putting their cards out again. So they'd be falling in the other category.
NVIDIA bought them, so you may be right.
GR502 says, but isn't the most common graphics card like 1070 or something like that?
Yeah,
well,
probably.
Let's look into it. Let's take a deep dive into Steam and settings.
Deep dive?
What's your...
I got something in my eye as I said that.
let's hear some deep dive music.
A deep dive too deep there. Right, so...
Trev's taking a deep dive. He's through his mic now.
Trev, you're right down there.
If anyone's just listening to the podcast, Trev's monitor just went right up in the air, and Trev got really small. It was like he was looking down from the Eiffel
Tower. He's got a desk that moves up and down.
Okay.
Bizarre looking.
Right, here we go.
That wasn't the desk.
So,
oh, yeah, okay.
Under the setting for all video cards, it tells me the percentage of each month what cards are being used. From the highest amount to the lowest. Now,
yeah.
I can clearly state the GeForce GTX 1650 is the most used card.
1650?
This month.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
At 5.67%. After that card, it's a 3060. After that card, it's a 1060. So GR502, you was nearly there. And then it's quite funny because after that, it goes to laptop GPUs, 2060,
really?
1050 Ti, 3060 Ti, 1660, 3070, 3050.
Wow.
We're down in the top card is at 5.6%. And then it goes like 4, 4, 4, 3, 3.
When do you start hitting like a series 4?
So 4,000. The biggest card on there, at the point where the biggest card comes in, it's the 3080, and it's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13th on the list is a 3080.
Wow.
And that is only at 2%.
That was a really popular card, that one, because it was good value until the 4,000 series came out.
Yeah. But when you're getting to like really, really high-end cards, wow, like I'm going down the list now. Now I'm near the bottom. 3070 on laptop. 0.85%. Okay, 30. What I've got, a 3080 Ti, is like 30th on the list. And when you, I haven't even seen a
30th.
A 4070 is right down there, and it just goes on and on and on. It goes right. 4080 is near the bottom. It's because people aren't buying these cards no more.
I was gonna say, is that just proves to you that only this very small percentage buy the cards like we do?
Yeah, but it says overall distribution of cards, DirectX 12 GPUs, it is a clear 90%, and the other 7% and little bits is underneath DirectX 8, which is because I'm assuming it's like they can all upgrade to 12, so then ones there can't, so that's why you get that gap. Let's have a look.
What about Vulcan?
Probably
not even in the list.
They're in the list, but the first, it just says AMD Radeon cards. There's not an AMD for at least 14th. So after the 3080 is when you get any AMD cards on the list at all.
Where's the Intel cards at?
The Intel cards are one below that. And then you get an RX 580, which is about 10 lower than that. RX 570, 10 lower than that. Vega 8 graphics. 5700 XT is really far down.
So if we're going on these figures, that means like 90% of the people are playing 1080p, you know, maybe 1440p, and that.
Well, that's just one of the settings on there. Let's catch up with some of the chat. But you've got the phasing of the sales. So while it's 70% overall Nvidia, you probably find that you've changed it to PCs bought and built in the past 12 months. It's actually 50%. This is the survey for this month. So this is the whole of June. So this was surveyed in June for June, and that's it. So it's not over the last year or anything like that. It's what it is right now on the last run through. When it says about direct DX 10, 12, 11 or 12 systems, pretty much 75% of them are on 12. Processors. Should we go into processors? Who wants to go into processors?
Yeah.
Anyone here from AMD?
I'd like to see some processors. Yeah.
Any AMD people here in the house right now?
Of course.
Or have you all hidden? You've all gone scuttling out.
I still got mine. I've been very happy with it over 2 years.
Right.
They're like hiding. Uh-oh.
Okay, overall. It's Intel with 67%. 67.3, leaving AMD about 32%, which is funny, you know, because I thought it would have been the other way around, because you've got so many people always banging on about AMD all the time.
No.
They are. They're always fighting it back. Oh, they're just as good. They're better. Oh, they're this, they're that.
And price point.
Really, it seems like they're not. Right, so I've gone in deep into it now. And even crazier stats. Oh, no, it's not crazier stats because it's a CPU. I'm going mad. So you've got 67. Yeah, for a second, I was like, wow, Intel's taken over. But obviously, because it's CPU. I was thinking of NVIDIA. So, 67% Intel. AMD is at 32%. And Microsoft XTA is at 0.03%. I'm just looking at the chat. So going into it even further, Intel CPU speeds. Now this is through any Windows. Most people, 22%, are at 2.3 gigs, and doesn't really go any higher than that. What's it say for AMD? AMD it says at 3.3.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
it's still surprising though.
Yeah, but there's not much else on that. Let's go back.
Yeah, my CPU is running at 4.28.
Yeah,
we're in the upper like 3%.
4.2. That's pretty low.
Because there's a lot of laptops.
5.2.
I'm at 5.2 as well.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's all about those clocks for gaming. It is.
And then there's a section here for number of CPUs.
Cores?
Yep, per computer. I don't know if that's worth going into. So, for June...
I had 8 cores. How many did you have?
33%. Why is it not... It's not putting it in order of how many is, though. So, it's looking like 33% are 6 core. Then you've got 4 core... They're not in order, though.
Where's the new AMD chip that has 24 core?
24 cores. Let's see the percentage.
No, there is. There's an AMD chip coming.
128 cores. Zero people have got that. 128
cores. Yeah.
Zero. 72, zero. Let's go down to where there is actually a percentage. Okay, so first one hits at 28 cores.
All right.
Oh no, 24 it is, and that's 0.24% of people. But right, is there any more? It tells you about Macs on here as well, but we don't care about that. And it tells you about VR headsets. What's the most popular ones, and who's been using what?
What's the most popular VR headset?
What do you all think it is?
Quest 2.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Grey.
That's not considered a Windows device, though. So does that matter?
It's Steam, mate. I don't think that does, because the box next to it's all about Mac hardware. It's filtering in everything.
Right.
But yeah, the biggest one there is 18%, and that's Oculus Quest 2. But the thing is, it's not that much. It's rapidly changing, because just below it, you've got the Valve Index at 11%. And then you've got the HTC Vive at 6%. Then it goes...
You have the Pico on there.
Nah. That will come under Other. Because Other is 16%, so
yeah,
but it must
the
be
Pico's really good.
But it must be lower, because if it's under 5%, then it'll be on. If it was over 5%, it'd be on the chart, but it's not. So, but yeah, so that's the stats for everything like that. I have got stats as well on the majority of what people are using, like how much RAM. How much do you think the average RAM is on Steam?
16. I bet you it's 16.
Oh God, Gray.
8.
Trev?
No, it's 16. It should be 32, but it'll be 16 because people are idiots.
Minimum 16, but I feel like it might be less because people still believe they can use 8.
Well, I'm not understanding this quickly, because it says the RAM on here, most popular, is 16 gigs, but there's a fork in the road, because it says it's 16 gigs, but then it's only 50%, 50.55, so... It's got to be near 32. 32. If we look at this next month, I bet it's 32.
Pretty good.
Interesting.
Close enough. Actually, it'll be 16 to 32. You're right.
Okay. Operating system. Yeah. What drinks the most
Windows.
Popular? Obviously, Windows. Obviously, Windows. Which version?
Windows 10.
Oh. Windows XP.
10. And it's,
Windows XP.
Nick, it isn't obviously Windows because that's the vast majority, but there'll be a few people that'll be on Linux and whatnot. So
Windows Workgroups 3.11.
Windows Me Millennium Edition.
It's Windows 10 still.
Yeah,
that's nearly 60%.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah.
The Intel CPU speeds average is between 2.3 and 2.7. Yeah, which is crazy.
That's garbage.
And the crazy thing about that is it's actually rised. It's up from last month. It's up 1.4% going to them slow speeds. Six CPUs, the cores. The best card that everybody's using is, like I said, the 1650. VRAM. What's the average VRAM across the whole of Steam?
8.
DDR4.
8.
I think Trevor's got the stats on screen, you cheating git.
No, I don't have them on screen. I just know that. Think about what ideally we want as gamers, right?
This which was is a pub
and,
quiz,
and then lower really it. Good. And then lower right. it, yeah.
Yeah, but lower it because people are idiots and they go for the cheap bare minimum.
I should have done a
why.
Pub quiz on this.
I'm really bad at pub quizzes, mate, but you should have, yeah.
Okay, so primary display resolution, main screen.
1080p.
1080p.
No,
1044.
1044?
What? The resolution.
No, the 140.
720, 1080, 1440, and 4K.
Yeah, that one.
No, 1920 by 1080 is cutting it with 62%, but it has gone down 2.5% this month.
Oh, boy.
It's all a bit shorter.
Multi-monitor desktop resolution.
What
so
the
this
fuck?
Is the resolution.
What does that mean?
This is the resolution across three monitors or two monitors. What's that?
Why would there even be a stat?
It would be 1080 times two, so two 1080s.
So
fuck no.
That's going to be what? 2160.
That's 4K.
Something like that, yeah.
That's 4K what? In one direction.
No, you've all got it wrong. It's 3840 by 1080, which is 4K roughly by 1080, because that's a lot of the big screens are like that.
That's what he
that's
said.
That's what I just said. That's
who
what
said
he just
that?
Said.
Who said it?
I did.
Was I ignoring him?
Yeah. Very much so.
I said it, and you said the same exact
default,
thing right
after I did. It's like Gray talking about hardware. Let's ignore him by default because he doesn't have a clue.
Man.
But he talked so much crap, I just didn't listen.
I know a little bit here. I mean, come on.
It's like Nick's head is like an Outlook filter box for your emails. You put funny. Alerts in for all the spam and the junk. This is when I went gray hardware out.
All right, we've got a couple left. These are getting harder, it seems. They're getting harder. Okay, so free hardware space. Hardware. Free hard drive space on people's computers.
Free hard. Okay,
now it's
so
between
not being used.
Something available and storage. Something.
Did we get it to the
gigs.
Nearest gig then?
The nearest
I
10.
I say 30 gig.
So you say 30 gig?
I say 10.
10.
I say 6.
6. Are you sure you don't want to have a rethink about this? Think about how much space you've got on your hard drive.
Oh, hard drive? I thought you meant
SSD, whatever.
Hold on. Ross just went 6, and I went, talk about space on your hard drive. He's like, oh, I get it now. He said 6. What were you talking about?
I was talking about, like, how much... Yeah, RAM. How much space do you have left over in RAM? You don't use all your RAM at any one time sometimes.
Yeah, but it fluctuates.
I think he's making
so much.
It up as we go along.
He made that up.
Right.
Yeah.
Go.
2 terabyte. Because
free.
Like,
2 terabyte. Not used. No chance.
Two
free.
Okay, go.
Available storage.
Does anyone else want to change their numbers?
No, I'm 30 gig free.
Think of it like this. Most of us install as many games as we can.
Yep.
Don't we? And then we have to delete things when we get full. So think of it like that. So how much space is left over?
You never know when you don't have internet, so you have to download lots of games just in case.
Yeah. So does anyone want to change their numbers?
I'll change mine. I'll say 500 gigabyte.
So you said 500. And what did you say, Trev?
30 gigabytes free available to you. Okay. That's what I mean.
Available, yeah. Correct.
GR502 says 200. And Commander Creature says red.
Red, mate.
We've all had it, especially when Call of Duty came out.
J-Rex says 150.
Some people, when Call of Duty came out, couldn't even fit the game on any of their hard drives. Partition them together. Right, and here's the answer. J-Rex says 150. Right, here we go. So the actual answer, free hard drive space, is between 100 and 249. So
that's not what I'm the closest.
GR502's in there.
I said two.
J-Rex
terabytes, you said.
Ross said six.
I'm surprised there's not much free storage, man. I really am.
I won.
Like, people thank filling up. Much.
Ross said I'm six really ding dongs.
So really, J-Rex was the closest in chat, I guess.
It was close. Right.
Yeah.
We've done VR headsets.
Interesting.
And that's the end of that game, basically.
That was good.
I think I won.
I just want to tell you some real quick stuff here in chat, though. Yeah, Vexkerman said, I strapped my phone to my head with cello tape. And then GR502 said, all the girls in the pub get impressed when I tell them about my cores.
You're going to have a good core.
Right. My actual news, which I was talking about, though, before all this, was the fact that there's a Steam sale on, summer sale. And that's where I got these stats from in the beginning. Anyone in chat as well, has anybody found anything actually worth buying on Steam in the sale? Because I think the sales are crap nowadays.
The Steam sales have not been good ever since you started getting things like CD keys and Green
PC
Man
Game
and things. Because what you'll find now is Steam sales equate to what normally Green Man Gaming or CD keys will sell it for on a normal day. And then they'll put a sale on and it'll be like, hold my beer. I've been crap for years,
hold
man.
Hold my beer. Well, I came across... I tried to look through all the games, and I tried to look for any good deals, and I did come across one really good deal. And that is Crusader Kings 3. Obviously, I've been playing a lot of it. It's a very, very in-depth, like, English history, kings and queens, like, management strategy of taking over the world. And that game doesn't really often go on sale, and it's normally about 40 quid for the base game, but they're doing a 50% off, which is 20 quid off of it. Which is
good deal.
Which is good. Apart from that, all the games that you used to get... the other one I saw was X4 Foundations, which is a bit like Star Citizen, that, but single player. That's got 60% off, which is really good. But all the other games, like I've been looking at Victoria 3, and it's just it's only got 20% off it, it's no good. Looking through all of the games on the sales, there's a lot on there, like FIFA 23, that's got 75% off. Mm-hmm. So, but it's
Steam deck itself has 20% off.
Yeah. But they're not, like, put it this way, City Skylines. Now, that game's 25 quid normally, yeah? And it's down to £7.50, which is...
Because there's a new one coming out
in a couple
of months, 70%
off, which is good. But if you go back to the days when we all started PC gaming, I remember you'd put 20 quid in your account, you'd come away with 20 games, and then you'd play them games through the year. Maybe that's why they've stopped it.
Special Humble Bundle.
Oh, we all used to talk about how many games we got off the sale on Steam sale years ago.
We wouldn't be talking about what's on the sale, we'd be talking about what we bought.
Exactly.
I think there's a combination of a couple of things. The first thing I said before about all these rival websites, key sets coming out with cheaper keys, and also things like Game Passes. Microsoft Game Pass came along, and then like the PlayStation Game Pass, I hardly buy any games because most of my games are covered. I really don't see the point. On top of my, the games that you play over year after year after year. Well, so
also, Epic. I have 75 games on Epic that I got Epic all free. Well. 75.
Yeah, but they're all crap.
No, they're not. That's the thing. There's a lot of them games. Oh, I don't know. I can't remember everything right
now. Let's put it this way. Tell me 10 games that you've played on there.
I haven't played any of the free games.
I haven't played any of them.
But they're free.
Because they're such tough quality.
And I don't get bad games. I get decent to good games. And then I'll go ahead and do the free thing. But I don't care. I want a library of free games. It's great.
Yeah, but if you're never going to play them, what's the point?
Well, the point is that I didn't spend any money on it. I you know them. When we used to do the Steam sales, we could buy a bunch of games and still not play them.
J-Rack says that Elite Dangerous was free.
Yeah, they've done that before, sure.
Wow, GTA. But
you would be surprised if I go through the whole list of the games. A lot of them are good, and they got them all free.
Yeah, good, but they're old. They've hit their
platinum. No, not all of them are old either. They do their special every once in a while. They'd have like a week where they give away games that are a little...
Just because they're old, man. Just because they're old doesn't mean they're crap. Otherwise, we'd been great.
No, but the reason
you just keep them around these.
No, what I'm
good.
Saying
you know,
is the reason
things are fine.
Nah, the reason why they're free is because they've sold their quota of games, and I've already bloody bought it. They're like, oh, you've already bought it. Here, have this game for free.
Or Nick, you buy a game on the sale or just normal price, and then
they
a month
sale,
later it's on Xbox Game Pass.
Now,
or
that's normally a day
Pass.
Later for me, or it's just after I've bought it. And then I'm like, man, I didn't buy it on Steam. I'll tell you one thing that Steam does do, which nothing else does, is you can play the game for 2 hours and then get your money back if you don't like it.
Epic does that as well. Did Epic do that as well?
Do they?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they do, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'd done that for Star Trek.
Does that mean I can get my money back for Diablo?
I'd done that for Star Trek. I kept playing Star Trek and then refunded it while I was in the game. So they didn't kick me out. I got a third of the way through it and then I quit it and I was like, yeah, I'm screwed.
Yeah, but now the patch is out, so now I got to go back and get it.
I don't know, man. No.
You're a big Trekkie like me. The patch came out, all this fixed, you're going to go like, I'm not going to buy it.
I've got a quick question for you too.
The game.
Right, and I don't
you gotta
know,
get it.
I don't want no childish answers. This is deadly serious.
69.
Deadly serious.
That's a good number. If I had to pick numbers, that's what
69% of NVIDIA cards have screwed the public. Anyway, go ahead.
So, this is not gaming related. It's more going into Gray's Green Room related.
Right,
we don't want to go
okay.
too deep. We're just going to touch the surface.
Just tickle it a little bit.
Yeah, just dip it in.
Well, I took
right.
it too
far. Right. So I went back to Picard. I think
season three.
I think it's season three. It's still
is
going.
That Grey's Green Room?
Oh, I was a kid.
And then I noticed whilst I was there that there's a new one come out, the Away Crew one, which is back to the original but new.
What?
What?
With all the old outfits. Oh. All the old outfits.
Oh, Strange New Worlds.
Strange New Worlds.
Yeah, so I don't know when that came out. Okay. I never saw it.
Last year.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's very good.
All right, it's not like season two of Picard where just I don't know what was going on.
No. Season one was very good so far. Season two has been good. So,
have you finished season three of Picard though?
No, not yet. I've got a couple left.
Yeah, so the last two are the best. The fact that the second last is blows your mind.
It's almost like Picard went like really good first season. You're like, oh, this is really good. I can't wait for next one. Season two came along, and I don't know what happened. It was like they turned up on set and just done the right thing.
First two seasons were crap.
First two seasons are crap, complete crap.
Well, the first one was all right. Otherwise, you wouldn't have watched the second one, would you?
No.
Yes, because we're Star Trek fans.
Yeah, I bet. The first season was bad. The second season was even worse. And the third season was unbelievably good.
Right, we're not talking about Trekkie people. We're talking about normal people. Right. Not you lot.
Yeah,
you're weird.
Yeah,
normal people.
Yeah.
And
normal
people say,
season
the first one was
all right.
I could have sat there, watched it. It was enjoyable. I liked it. Yeah. Second one came along. And even I was like, literally, you've watched this for six episodes and they could have just done that in the first one and it would have been over. And been
that was a great.
Yeah, that's the worst of the three seasons. Absolutely.
It was like
trash.
loophole, everyone, everywhere.
Yeah, plenty of them. But the third season, it's so good. That's one of the best Trek that's been out in a long time.
Yeah.
Real good. Real good.
But anyway, we'll get back to what we was talking about. We was talking about Steam sales, but let's move on. Right, what have we got to talk about next? We have Trev.
My game.
Trev.
A game that he thought I talked about loads of times, but I haven't.
I've talked about Zelda and thought, oh, man,
I've talked about it a couple of times. But no, I completed that game, the last one, Breath of the Wild. Guess how many hours I've spent in it since we're playing guessing stats. How many hours do you think I've gotten it?
Breath of the Wild. 150.
If you're like Gray, you'll say 200 hours, but really you played it for 25 minutes.
153 hours.
153, Nick.
How many hours you've played it?
Yeah.
So when did you first start talking about it? It's about 3 weeks ago.
Just take a guess. Come on,
I'm trying to work it out. He's played 176 hours.
Times 300 days.
Not bad. It doesn't tell you exactly. It just says over 160 hours.
So I'm... look.
That's pretty close. I think the most I've ever put into... Like, I look at my Steam sales, my Steam games, and there's only two games that I've got more hours in, and that's Destiny and Rust. Yeah. So I can't believe that. That was a fantastic game. Oh, well, that you only go back to sleep, man, because that's, yeah, no.
Any good RPG game, I put a minimum 80 hours, if not 150.
You couldn't get 400 hours because it's not like a game Star Citizen or Rust where you keep playing it, you know what I mean? So...
Gray said, how many hours do you say? About at least 80 hours.
I said, if it's a good RPG, I'll put a minimum of 80 hours.
That is screen time for the game. But how much other hours do you put into research?
No. I get off doing research. I don't do the...
You got off doing research.
You've played a game for 80 hours. How much research have you done on the computer separate to that about the game?
Oh, yeah. Plenty. It depends.
Come on, what's the ratio? Per 100 hours, it's got to be 20 hours research.
Let's see. If I played a game, got 150 hours of enjoyment, I probably spent... Yeah, I'll say I spent about 20 hours researching.
Wow. They need to add that in.
I like watching certain people that play the game.
Have you never played a game with him, Trev?
Oh, not for a long time.
So no, we played a game a lot of years ago, and it was a bad game.
So here...
Whoa, Youngblood.
So here we go. This is how it goes down with Gray. It's like, oh, new game's coming out. Say a game, Gray, that you're waiting for.
Starfield.
That's single player. But if it was Starfield double players, or multiplayer, sorry, not double players.
RPG?
RPG Starfield with multiple players. So we're all getting into it. It's tutorial time.
Assassin's Creed Mirage.
That's
that what you mean? Right.
So
we'll
start playing the tutorial. By the time I come back from finishing the tutorial, Gray's like, here's the interactive map. We've got everything on there. We can collect all of that stuff. Yeah. Here is the best weapons you can find in any game, in any bin. And here is the cheat codes. And we're all like, oh.
No. Cheat codes. But interactive maps? Yeah, for sure. Interactive maps are handy. To be fair,
I was going to say Diablo, because I was going to talk about it, but I didn't put it in notes. We actually got on to the last world tier 4, me, Sam, and Chaos this week. So if anyone out there plays Diablo, we're on world tier 4. If you need to get to world tier 4,
I'm up for my news article, I'll come back, right?
He's gone off. I've hijacked his... I've hijacked him. I thought you was literally going for a number 2 then.
No, not again, man.
I did that before,
not again. No, but just quickly, we got onto world tier 4. If anyone wants to get in there, let us know. But what I was going to say, the reason why I said it, was because I've actually been using a interactive map to find all the Altars of Lilith.
There you go. You're using an interactive map, see? Handy.
To find the what's to the what's now.
But I only did that after about 100 Lilith. Hours of gaming, so I didn't do it straight off the bat before I played the game.
Well, when I do the interactive map, I don't always use it. It depends. If I'm getting into a point where I think it's going to be good to take a peek, I will look at the interactive map. Otherwise, I think
the time where you lost me, where I sort of went off track with you looking at interactive maps, was when I heard you saying you was playing, not Dark Souls, what was the other one?
Elden Ring.
So you was playing Elden Ring, and you said, I looked at all of the stuff before I played it, and if I didn't do this, I would have lost this character for the whole game because I wouldn't have known about it. But I thought that was a bit of a cheat.
No, not at all. I've done this all the time because years ago I played more than once. I played a game,
Monkey Island,
and there was some stupid stuff in the game that just messed me up, and I had to start over again. So now what I do is I usually like to watch a couple people that I like, and they always put out the videos. If I had known, you know, this, I would have done this a little differently. And so now I look at that video just to get a rough idea of the
almost
of the really
like
dumb,
is there anything here that I'm going to miss out on.
No, not that. it's really stupid things that you could do that would just like kill the game for you. So I would I looked at that video and go like, okay, I got it. And then I play the game. You know, no spoilers. It just says, you know, here's a couple things they don't tell you about. This really helped a lot in gameplay. This setting was amazing. You know, all you had to do is change one setting. Blah blah blah.
All right.
That kind of
Back to you, Trev. You can have it back.
Passing the mic back over. Thank you. Gray's going to play Breath of the Wild at some point, he said, which is good because once he's done that, it'll blow your mind how big that game is and how much there is to that.
So that's a new
one. But then you move on to Tears of the Kingdom, and I've done several hours. I put several hours into it already, and I'm still on the kind of the beginning area, if you like, because there's so much to do.
Does it live up to the Zelda name?
Of course it does. Yeah. I mean, what could they do to improve the last game? The last game got rare reviews from critics.
I couldn't tell you because I never played it.
10 out of 10, 9 out of, I was late to the game. I wasn't... See, the reason I didn't play it in the first place was because it was so massive. And we've discussed this before with a lot of us. If a game's that massive and in-depth, it takes up so much of your gaming time and focus that you've got not much time for it. Yes, that's the word. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put all my time into that. And I did. But now they bring this game out, Tears of the Kingdom, and it's like, how could you make the last game better? So all they've done is they put it in the same map, the same worlds, but they decided to add another two tiers to it. They built an underground to the whole thing, like a whole underground of the map. Yeah. But no, they've changed it. They've changed it. It's like Fortnite. Think Fortnite, right?
Same map, different stuff.
Yeah, so the same ground level map. There wasn't an underground cavern system before. Like another... Think of three levels of map. It's three maps, actually. So the main map, the normal map, the underground map, and then there's a sky island map full of little sky islands.
But that's a bit like Link to the Past, wasn't it? Where you had to go look through the mirror, and then it goes to the evil world.
I haven't played a Zelda game since Breath of the Wild, so I couldn't tell you.
You've never played Link to the Past?
No. I get sick of Nintendo for many, many years. After the GameCube, actually. I get sick of it because they just stopped making... Well, that's I never touched it in this nice.
I'm trying to buy the cartridge for it, but it costs a fortune. I haven't seen one. They're like 40 quid
still. Because the classics, man. They're always going to cost a fortune. So I've only put so much time into this. I know Gray's going to play it in emulation because he doesn't have a Switch. And Han's done that as well. I was tempted to do it, but like you, Nick, I like playing games on the hardware game with. And I know Hans will disagree with me in that, and I respect his opinion. I just prefer it the way it's supposed, and I can take it with me, and I can play it at work as well. So I bought a little adapter thing so I can plug it into one of my monitors at work and play the Switch.
Do you remember when I built that arcade?
I remember it well.
I built a really, really nice arcade with two screens. So every game that you switch to, it had every game from like the Atari all the way through to PlayStation 3. There was thousands and thousands of games on it. And every time you switch computer or game, the top screen would be like the title of the game, how it would be on the original arcade. And I done a really good job of it. But I just felt like every time I played one of the games, it didn't... Because it's emulated, it didn't feel real. It didn't feel how the original did, you know?
No, so, it never does. It never does.
I don't care what anyone says. It doesn't feel real. Saying that, I've got all the original consoles behind me now, yeah? And I've got a lot of, like, Sonic, Marios and stuff like that. But you know what? If you go back to the original Mario on, like, Super Nintendo, the controls are very delayed. I couldn't get on with it. Leo was playing it, but they're delayed. You press a button and then it jumps.
It's probably what you're used to, or it's an old controller or something, you know? There is that. There's three main things different about this game in terms of functionality compared to the last one, right? Which I'm still trying to get used to, and I find it fascinating. You can actually pick up most things in environment and actually stick them together. It literally to get across. No, I didn't. I've never talked about this game before. It must have been you
that was talking about it.
Yeah, so you can stick stuff together to get across, like big chunks of wood to get across a cavern, or put a fan on top of couple of logs to get across the water, right? That's kind of cool. And then you've got, is it Forge, where you can get your weapon and a boulder on the ground and stick them together and turn it into like a club so you can break through walls and stuff like that, because it's turned into a club instead of just a sword. And the last thing you can do is literally jump through a ceiling. So if you think there's something above you but you can't get to it, say you don't have a paraglider or nothing,
I can't remember what it's called, but you literally, it's almost like you transport up, you beam up through the rock grate is the best way of describing it, and you end up in a secret platform way above you. You have no clue. I will spend the same amount of time in this probably as the last time. I swear to God, the amount of hours in this will be scary. I won't do a Nick and talk about it, Diablo 4 or Star Citizen for about 3 months in a row, though. You're safe there. But if I do anything significant, I'll tell you about it.
Well, the thing is, well, I don't know if... Do you know what? A lot of people don't realise this, but do you know what the original format of the podcast was? When this podcast started, there was no talking about new games, this and that. It was just talking about what you've been playing that week. So
yeah, that's true.
So if you're playing Zelda week one, week two, week three, week four, I'd expect you on the podcast to talk about what you did on week one, what you did on week two, what you did. So you'd be like, oh, I got to the final boss. I done this. This encounter happened. Blah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's gaming stories. You called it gaming stories.
That's how it should be. So feel free.
Yeah, if something funny happens in a couple of weeks' time and I'm playing the game or I've discovered something pretty amazing, rather, I mean, reviews are fine on games, but talking about gaming stories and funny stuff that happened is what makes this podcast different to other podcasts.
And this is the thing, so, I think one of the issues we've got on the podcast is us four don't actually game a lot together. And I think if we did, there'd be a lot more to talk about, but it's just different styles.
So we see when Star Citizen, not Star Citizen, Starfield comes out, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's single player. So it'll be like all three or four of us talking about the same thing. And did you do this? And no, I've only done 25 minutes and blah, blah, blah. So that'd be interesting.
Oh, Taz John, thank you for them bits, man. I really appreciate it. Welcome back in, dude.
Taz is back. He's alive.
I think we've come a long way in this podcast, all the way to smelling salts. It's amazing.
Well, to be fair, the minute I met Ross, I was like, you need to come on the podcast because you are an absolute nutcase.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're fine nicely.
You're quackers.
Yes, the duck.
Yes, oh, Tazman. Thank you.
See, Taz, like, right, he's like the single parent, usually the father, that hasn't seen their kid in like a few years. So when he gets custody access, he actually gives loads and loads of bits and money to the kid and spoils him. That is you. You're the spoiled kid.
I'm the spoiled brat. Man. See? Oh, my God. Here dude.
Okay.
Dude, that's mental.
How many?
Oh, my God. I don't even know how many you just did.
10 one, two, gifted subs, three. Man.
10 really appreciate it, dude.
Or, if you want to head over to Twitch.tv.
Looks like
TV,
five or six.
Look at Ross. Did you see Ross? Ross straight away was like, oh, if you could just get over to this. Man, you're going
to
have
to drop. He can only afford to drop this much money in one podcast.
Taz, I don't want to stream anymore. Here's my PayPal details. Like, just kind of the middle, man.
I did just set up a Patreon as well.
No,
so.
I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, there you go, dude.
And I'm sorry I haven't been streaming much. I'm going to try and carry on streaming. I've been playing Diablo a lot, you see. And with Diablo, lots, and not just me, lots and lots of people are getting problems with streaming. It just freezes up the OBS, so you can't stream with it.
Really? The supercomputer you've got?
It's nothing to do with the computer,
it's
to do with
the
game.
Computer, it's streaming. The game, it's not streaming well.
Yeah, so everybody that's streaming it's getting problems with it. It's freezing up OBS for everyone. So I went back to Star Citizen today, and it was fine. Right, Taz John... Yeah, you've got a private viewing from Trev. Trev, get your clothes off. Get into room one, mate, right now.
Rob, you want to see Ross's boobs, not mine. Far more impressive than mine,
man. We want to see Ross's boobs, not mine. We want to see both of your boobs.
I have very big nipples.
Oh, wait,
God.
He said it's his birthday,
big areolas.
I really do. Like, every person I see who's a bodybuilder.
We're going way too deep here. We don't want to know about your areolas.
We're going down now.
Kid
now.
That's your word for it, I think, Nick, actually. Anyway.
It's my birthday. Happy birthday, Taz John.
Is it? Well done, mate.
Ross is going to sing happy birthday right now in his best voice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Taz John. Happy birthday to you.
Too loud.
It's too loud.
Don't eat your microphone.
You don't have to eat the mic on that one.
Hopefully that was one of the main bits. Right.
That's the bonus content.
How old is Taz? 15? 17? No, I'm kidding.
No, he's actually pretty young.
Look, I'm not being funny. He's just put 21? In 10 gifted subs and 1,000 bits. I don't think he's 15.
No, I think he put 1,500 bits, actually. He did 1,000, then he did another 500.
Right. Wicked. Right.
Oh, yeah. Hope you enjoyed your happy birthday song.
That Zelda. Play it, buy it.
Thank you. Everybody, the name of people that's just been gifted a sub. Shellbug, GR502, Mercy and Way, Hush, Vex, Trev. Trev's not subbed.
Nope.
Junior, it's been revealed. Just a nice guy. Cat.
I give him money in Discord, that's why.
Nah, it's all right. I'm only joking.
I do that.
I don't expect any money from. I don't expect it from anybody. Anybody that does sub Discord. To me, I really do appreciate it. Especially as well with Discord. There's Discord subs that people do, and they do them yearly. So thank you, everybody. And Taz John, I hope you have a wicked birthday, man. Right.
But why would you do it for a year, Nick? Do you save money or something?
No, you don't do it for a year, but it's a sub that's up. It's like £1.80, but it's monthly.
Oh, okay.
And it signs you up for a year.
Okay.
Oh, you've my God. You're having a laugh. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, man.
He's at the top, man, for gifted subs. No one's ever touching him.
Oh, man. Cheers. I don't know what to say, dude. We're speechless. All four of us are just like that.
Claxton sub.
Anyone that's just listening to this...
Claxton sub either. It's getting found out.
Anyone that's just listening to the podcast back, sorry, everybody, about us not talking about games, but Taz John's going absolutely mad and sending millions of subs
He's going nuts.
Man, crazy.
That's amusing.
Yeah.
Wild Doge, Little Seren.
Oh, man.
Hi, Kat.
He's giving it to everybody. It's his
birthday, but we're supposed to give him gifts, but he's giving you gifts. That's pretty unusual.
Mm. No, that I never understood that. At work in the UK, if it's your birthday, you're supposed to buy yourself and everyone else donuts.
Are you?
No. No, it's my birthday. Buy me donuts.
Trev, that's just what they told you at your office.
Tight arses, man. That's all that is.
Well, right. What was we talking about? So, would you finish with Legend of Zelda?
Yeah, he said.
If there's any updates in the future, I'll tell you about them.
Taz John said, "I won big at a casino. Just sharing the love." Thank you, dude. I won big streaming tonight. I appreciate it.
You've completed streaming, mate. Completed it.
Completed it. If you don't mind saying, how much did you win? I bet it must have been big.
And what game was it?
Stop gambling, naughty boy.
Stop gambling. You just said he won big.
Yeah, this time.
Yeah, I was going to say this time. Oh, $5,700.
Nice. Woo. Nice. That's a nice win, man.
Holy Jesus. Enough for another 20 subs. No,
can you buy yourself a decent PC and a decent graphics card then, Taz, please?
Let's go. I'm actually looking at trying to get you a game code at the moment. I was going to get you Left 4 Dead 2, but unfortunately not on my friends list. I was like, can I get it as a game key on the Steam sale? And I was
Did he just say, I was going to give you this game, but I can't because I can't do this?
No, I can't. I'll show you right now, actually. Look,
He's not in the friend list.
Right.
He's not passing them around friends.
Literally trying to get this on here.
Oh, it's just going to mess up all the screens. Don't worry about it. Right, let's move on to Gray. I do appreciate that, Taz. Thank you very much. And Gray, I believe you want to talk about, you've actually played a game that's not one of these tower defenses.
No, this is a game that just recently came out, Aliens Dark Descent. As you know, Aliens games are kind of hit and miss, depending on how they're good. Aliens Isolation was great, but that was more of a one-on-one
kind of
game.
Yeah, I played one, which was absolutely terrible. It was absolutely the crappiest game ever. I don't know which one it was. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of them out.
Fire Team was quite good.
Yeah, Fire Team wasn't bad, but I like this game better, actually. I'm really having a good fun time with it. I've been into it for just a few hours. But basically what it is you're on a space station, and there's a it's not a coffin, but it looks like you're animation, sleeping animation. People are inside it. You don't know what's inside the box. So some idiot comes by,
cryo sleep.
Yeah, like cryo sleep or something. And he wants to open it to see what's in it, I guess, or he's taking inventory or I don't know what. So he opens it up, and sure enough, an alien gets out, and of course he's toast. And it kind of goes from there. So basically, this administrator, she's a deputy administrator, is trying to find out like what's going on. Why do these people die? He goes down there, and so then she encounters the alien. comes back to the main deputy administrator. A bunch of face huggers come out of everywhere because eggs hatched. And you see these face huggers all running across the ground and just wrapping themselves onto everybody's face and killing them and impregnating them.
Sounds like
more
good
aliens. And I'm sitting there going like, great, because it had really good horror effects going on with it. So that was kind of fun.
We need a new
and then
alien
finally,
film.
Finally, after that kind of intro thing where you learn a little bit, you actually start to get into the game. I'm not going to say it's turn-based strategy. It's very similar to
turn-based strategy.
Not quite. Yes and no. Here's what happens.
No.
You basically have your Marine Corps that you get eventually, and there's four of you, and you got to walk through the. You land on a planet that's been infested by aliens, and you're trying to save the people that are still there.
Infested.
He's investing in these aliens.
That's right. I'm investing in the aliens. So basically, you have to go down there, and you're supposed to save these people, go on different missions, et cetera, et cetera, with your Marine group. But what ends up happening, of course, is you're going and wandering through many areas of the place that are dark and corridors and hallways, and you don't know where the alien is all the time. And they could pop out whenever, and there's a lot of them. So basically, you have a choice between certain weapons and so forth. But when you go to the alien, you're telling your squad where to go. So you click your left mouse button, and they will walk to the spot.
I don't really like that in games where you're telling them where to go.
Or you double-click your right button and they run to the spot that you tell them to go to or whatever. And as you go through the corridors and everything, some things are blocked off. Some things are doors that actually work. Other doors have to be, you know, blown up so you can get inside, et cetera, et cetera. And the whole time, of course, you've got to be wary of the aliens popping out. And when they do pop out, then you basically have to command your squad as to how you want to handle the alien. Yeah. So now it turns into a little bit of turn based in a way. You take one of your Marines.
Wait, hold on a minute. When you say turn based, like I'm imagining,
it's not really turn based.
No, it's real time, but just people management.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, because turn based, I would expect the game to pause while you think about
exactly.
What
well, wait a minute. Now you can do that in this game. That's why I was saying it's not fully turn based, but it has a lot of aspects of it. So in other words, when I see aliens starting to come down the hallway, I immediately hit the space bar and pause the game. And then I tell one of my Marines to set up suppressing fire, and I tell another one of my Marines to throw a grenade. Then I unpause.
Can you save the game when you want?
No, you can't. It saves at many points by itself, though.
So you can't go, send him over there, save. Oh, that didn't work out. Load.
Wake up, Ross.
Send him over there.
No, you can't. But there are plenty of save points, so it's not too bad. So it's not really full turn-based, but it's sort of like has a lot of the aspects of turn-based. And you command your squad to do whatever. The ship that the Marines are on, so crash lands on the planet, but it's still fairly intact. That becomes your new base. And on that base, you can sit there and go ahead and upgrade your weapons. And you upgrade the base, more powerful weapons, etc.
Can you upgrade the way it looks?
No. From what I'm seeing, you can't really upgrade the looks, but you can upgrade sick bay to take care of your Marines as they come in, because you have to heal them up. And you only have a certain amount of points that you can spend. So if you want to heal a Marine that's really important to you, you can spend a couple of these points on the Marine, heal him quickly. However, if another Marine comes in that you want and you've already spent your points, you got to let him heal at a normal rate.
When they die, are they lost forever?
I don't know. I don't think...
I don't think it is, but it sounds a little bit like how XCOM works, where you buy squad members and you buy scientists and stuff, and then...
I'm sure it's probably going to work out like that, but I don't know that for sure. However, it's not full turn-based like XCOM is, where you pick everything and then you just say go, and it does it. But very similar, though, but not quite the same. But I think the aesthetics of the game, the horror faction to the game is pretty cool. The aliens look great. It's been a lot of fun. It was actually more fun than I thought. I wasn't expecting a whole lot.
And is it multiplayer?
Good question. I don't know. I don't believe so, but I don't know.
Game Pass, because, did you mention that? Sorry.
No, I don't believe it's on Game Pass.
No, it's not. I checked Game Pass early on for new games.
You bought it. Wow. You changed me. Wow.
I can do that.
Did he buy it?
Occasionally.
How much did you pay? May I ask?
I got a really good deal.
Steve, you downloaded it.
It was a Where?
Look, what? Gray's going red. Gray's going red.
You know, things cost a lot of money, and I have other games to spend real money on.
The police.
No, I
At least I would never go on holiday, man. You just go full blown bad guy.
I would never buy any of my cheap games from Turkey.
It is multiplayer. You just can't connect the internet cable in.
No, I don't believe it is though, because you're commanding your entire squad yourself. So I don't know about that. I have to double check. I was just having fun playing this. I was just having a blast. But I recommend the game though. I really was having a lot of fun with it, and I barely scratched the surface of it. So pretty cool. Pretty cool game.
Cool. I might check that out because that does sound quite fun and up my street. But I'm a bit iffy on the whole controlling the Marines. But I'm gonna have a look at that.
Yeah.
But if it's not on Game Pass, then no one's gonna buy it.
Yeah.
Let's play my cop.
I believe Ross, you want to talk about controllers?
Yeah. So I've
has
been
someone
a
set
lot
you up to sell a controller?
No one set me up to sell anything. I am doing this of my own free will. No legally binding entity has told me to do this. So, yeah, controllers are really interesting, and especially with streamers and controllers, how they've been setting up all sorts of weird and wonderful controllers, like DK Bongos to play Elden Ring, a dance pad.
Have you seen, obviously, you know Nico Hart?
Yeah, I was going to, that's actually what I'm going into right now.
Oh, what, in his camera?
Yeah, so Nico Hart is an awesome Twitch streamer. He has got a Nikon camera that he has actually turned into a controller itself. And it's got full, like, gyroscopic motion, take a picture, it's like the A button, and it's absolutely awesome to see how it actually works. And it's really interesting the past couple of weeks watching him do this.
Just to give a quick background, so his streams, basically, what he does is he plays, like, games or retro games, and he always does something really funny. So he'll be playing with like a steering wheel, but he'll be playing Mario, or he'll have like a drum.
What's he playing with?
So it could be a drum.
How does it go?
A steering wheel. God, you know you want that.
You're milking a cow there, man. What are you doing, milking a cow?
Actually, I was milking two cows.
Anyway, yeah, he plays with steering wheel and bongos and all sorts of different things.
Yeah, so he
right
does
now
all these different things, like drums and that, but then he plays like Dark Souls whilst just by hitting drums and stuff. It's well funny. It's absolutely crazy. I actually was going to... Oh. He was going to come to Insomnia one year with me, and before, I didn't know him at the time, and so I was sending emails back and forwards, and he was like, yeah, I'd love to come. He says, I've got a problem now. I said, what? He says, for my streams, I need to bring all this gear. And he went, I'll send you a photo. And he sent me a photo of all this equipment, like, against the wall, where he's got all of these connected items and that. It was absolutely crazy. I was like, yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
It's absolutely insane the amount of kit he has and the amount of time he spends on his streams, even on his Twitter, like his bit alerts and all this other stuff that he does, let alone the controllers. But the controller he's got at the moment is a project he's been working on for like a year and a half now, and it's finally came to fruition. He actually told me about it at I70, and I had to keep it secret this whole time, which is very cool to know about. And I was just like, how would that even work? And now seeing how it works now and how he's got it all set up, it's an amazing bit of like software and also mapping that he's done with the actual camera itself to set up a whole camera as a controller. What in the future would you guys would love to see as a like a controller? Trev, I know what you're thinking of.
Trev, mouth shut.
No. Bad Trev. Bad. What do you guys want to see
bad
as a
boy
controller?
Trev. Like, bad boy Trev. Bad boy with his mouth yet. Trev's not in this one. I would like to see it done with a mobile phone.
A mobile phone? I think that's been done. A banana's been done as well.
Yeah, bananas and saucepans have been done.
Because they're literally connective. Yeah, they literally just put electrodes in.
Twizzler.
Them
all right.
Can they do it with Twizzlers?
Twizzlers?
Maybe.
Yeah, the candy. Twizzlers. The candy Twizzlers, the licorice.
What is that? Is that like Joe's nipple twisting ice cream, Gray?
I was thinking, when he said Twizzlers, I was thinking of them turkey ones, not like the chicken ones.
No, Twizzlers, man. Especially the cherry ones. Those are
nipple
the best.
Twizzlers.
We don't have them in the UK.
If you watch
I've just got images of all of us like that with little crocodile clips on us.
If you watch a certain stream that Trev and I watch a lot, it's very funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I say old school mobile phone, Nokia.
Oh, Nokia. You would like to see Nokia as a full-on controller.
An old school phone. Or another one would be good. Calculatrice.
I think they've already done a calculator before. I'm not actually 100%
sure. All right,
then
I've got another one. Clicky pens.
I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, I've got another one. Piece of paper.
A flute. A flute.
A bottle.
There actually is a piece of paper that is technically a controller. What was that format? GG. So that's already been done as well.
Oh, God.
What about breathing?
Saxophone.
Well, breathing. There's voice activating. So controls. Would that be classified as breathing when you're talking just like
right,
deep breaths?
To be fair, I'm not going to lie, but I think Trev's thoughts were the best controllers.
Yeah, let's see, Trev, what you got.
I'd be very good at that controller. That, yeah, I'd go through so many controllers in a year at Bumbleman.
What?
I think everyone gets that.
He'd have a sore arse, though.
Ross.
I'm sorry about that.
No, I don't. No, no taking given. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused there, Trev. I was like, ooh, why would you get through this so quickly? This is glorious.
It's a controller, not a input.
The only thing it's controlling is you. Right, exactly. Enough moving of on. This. Let's move on. This has gone down a dark path again.
It always does, eventually.
Question. Trev's got a question for us.
I do.
Oh, hold on, though. Didn't GR502 have a question for us early on in the day? Did you add it in?
If it was today, no. What was it? I checked this afternoon. There was nothing.
No, we had a subject.
You mean in the chat, you mean? Talking about in the chat?
Yeah, I thought there was a subject that...
I'm looking back, but I don't know. You can keep talking.
All right, go for it, Trev. What's your question, mate?
If you had to live in the world of the last game you played, what world would it be? And I'm actually going to slightly change that because I copied and pasted this from somewhere else.
Too many subs. There was. I tried to scroll up and there was just loads of them.
Any world. Any world. It doesn't need to be the last game you played.
So,
right. If you had to live in a world of any game you've played, rather than what I've typed down, what world would it be and why?
Definitely wouldn't be Diablo. That'd be a bit scary. But then again, you might have a good night with Lilith, to be fair.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Look Ross? It up, Diablo Lilith.
Okay.
Circle back to me real quick. I'm still thinking.
Circle back to me. So game world. If I had to live in a game world, I think it would have to be...
I know mine.
I don't play Final Fantasy, but that would probably be pretty exciting because I've seen some Wicked Knights out in there, which comics queuing up for parties.
Yeah, I've seen that. It was pretty good. Dancing.
But in a serious one, if I had to pick one, I think it would have to be Fallout in the Fallout world because it's just such a cool world, man. It's like 1920s sort of retro old school also with future and I can shoot and kill anything I want.
Great.
Witcher 3.
Right. I don't know if you guys have thought this through.
Hold
properly,
on a minute,
right?
Why Witcher 3? Just because you want to cool get in world, the bath, man, with him, didn't you want to get in that little tub?
I want to get someone
out there, please Photoshop me the Witcher. You know when he's in like that. Hold on, I've got to do the legs.
Yeah, we all know it. Yeah.
Like that. but then I want Grey facing the other way on his lap.
I'd be like, oh, it's O. Henry. That's too many pixels for me. Oh, behave.
No, but I would take one.
I
of
want
the
Grey to be the controller
anytime. Yeah. 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 Right.
Any game, mate.
Halo, of course.
No, Halo's terrible universe to live in. You fight against.
You have to keep jumping on different platforms, don't you?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I picked The Witcher where there's monsters running around that eat you.
This is the point I tried to make to you guys. This is games that you've loved, right?
Oh, I've
got one.
Think
about a world you want to live in. I don't want to live in a world where I'm going to be dead in seconds.
No, I've got a really good one.
Go on. I'm still thinking.
Dizzy Egg. It was just so happy in there, weren't it?
Is he egg or is he not? I don't know.
Dizzy.
What? Is he? I-Z-Z-Y?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, you don't remember Dizzy Egg on the old tape deck?
Oh God, that old
Dizzy
no wonder,
Egg in
man.
Fantasy World, Dizzy Egg in here, or another one that I wouldn't mind being in, The New Zealand Story. Who remembers that?
What?
Does any of you come on? Trust me, look up The New Zealand Story. Trust me, you're gonna know it.
I'll probably end up seeing a picture of a knob or something. I'm not doing that.
And then, yeah, Ross will look up.
Not falling for that again.
I've got two. Okay. The one I thought of straight away was Cyberpunk, because it's based in the future. Get cybernetic enhancements.
Cyber controllers, do you know what I'm saying?
Cybernetic, yeah.
Yeah, and there's so much cool stuff to check out there. The other one was Stardew Valley, because it's chill.
See, now he's thinking, this is what I meant. Not a game that you love, although that's important. A game that the world environment you would like and you've got a chance to survive in, because I could pick Rust, but I'd be dead in seconds.
Gray's
shot by a roof camper.
He would go Stardew Valley because it's so happy, but it would hurt his eyes.
Yeah, it would. I guess I would go SpongeBob then. That'd be
SpongeBob
cool.
Oh, God, now
drown.
You're taking it too far. You went to the opposite side.
Cat says, an awesome world.
I would
an
like
adventure
to live in SpongeBob.
Uncharted 4.
Now we're talking. See, that's adventure. That's more interesting. The game I thought of, Stranded Deep or Raft.
Well, I'm not being funny, Trev. You just said that we're all picking like worlds where we'd be dead straight away.
No, I
and
won't
then you
be dead
a bloody raft out in the ocean.
No, because...
Full of rubbish.
Shark eats you.
Do you remember the Channel 4 programme Survivor with Bear Grylls, where people are left on an island for about a month and to see if they could survive? I've always wanted to do that. Like, you can pay
as
to
John
do that,
said,
but...
You would have said Star Trek.
I never thought of Star Trek Resurgence, Grey. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we both changed. We both changed our mind. We're gonna do that one.
But would it be the next generation you'd go back to?
That
game was good though.
That era, probably. Yeah. So, no, I wouldn't be dead in seconds of Stranded Deep. It might take me a whole 10 minutes, but I'll last a while before I'll try to survive.
Don't lie, Trev. You never
I'll
last
try
a while.
To survive. Probably not, but I'll try. Whereas you guys, The Witcher.
He's a
trier. The Witcher in 10 seconds. God loves a trier. So I thought you'd like that question. There we have it. What world would you live in?
No, that was
why?
A good question. That was a good question. There's a lot of worlds that I'd live in.
For a good 10 minutes.
All right, let's move on. That was Trev's question. If anyone else has got any questions, put them in now, and then or any discussions, and we'll talk about them. Apparently Trev's made his own new area up called Trev's New Corner, News Corner. So bring it on.
Trev's News Corner coming in now. Hard
what
heavy.
Worried me about this was that the first thing he says in his News Corner is about Nicolas Cage.
Yes,
no one
baby.
Likes him.
Grace
what?
No
Everyone
one likes
loves
Nicolas
Cage,
man.
What?
No one likes
Cage
him.
Is great.
No.
That Cage is so... No, he's so bad he's good. I think that's...
Can anyone in chat put in there, if you really see... You see a bus goes past or something with a big sign on it saying, new film coming out, looks amazing. And then Nicolas Cage is on it. Has any of you ever thought that?
You saw a picture of him as a version of Superman in The Flash, right? And he's CGI'd. He looks...
Crap.
A bit weird, but I saw that and I went, I love him more now.
All right, let's put it into simple terms then. There's any film you can think of in the world, you can have Tom Hardy or you can have Nicolas Cage.
Oh, what a weird Cage is the bee guy, where he's like, not the bees!
What is he talking about?
Nicolas Cage. He's the bee guy.
The bee guy?
The bee guy?
Yeah. Yeah, have you never seen it? Where basically he's got like a hive of bees on his head and he's like,
Go and sniff some salts. Go and snuff some salts, mate.
Yeah,
I
never,
I haven't heard that one. Yeah, I do know that in the latest movie, Renfrey, he plays Dracula, and I saw a couple of clips. He looks good.
I saw Nicolas Cage in a movie about himself taking the piss out of himself, and it was hilarious. I can't remember what it was called. But anyway, the reason I bring him up is he's a new character in Dead by Daylight, right? Now, I don't play the game, but I know of the game. I've listened to all his sound clips, man, and I was pissing myself pretty hard there. It was funny.
So he's just—is he actually him in the game, or is he just the voice?
He's been more captured. He's recorded a bunch of dialogue.
And is
for the
his
game,
name Nicolas Cage?
Funny. Yes, he plays himself. Yeah. See, this is the whole point. He doesn't take himself seriously
but
in the movie.
Funny, but why is it so random?
Well, no, that's what
like
they
I
do.
Said, if they went to Tom Hardy, they couldn't afford Tom Hardy, so they went for Nicolas Cage.
Well, yeah, that's true. That game makes a lot of money, but Nicolas Cage, is like,
we'll give you a tenner if you give us your voice in game, and we'll make you in the
like,
game.
He's like a B-rated actor, isn't he? Like B-plus rated
just,
actor.
There's just some actors that just do not fit their target audience. Another one I'll tell you about, Shaun of the Dead. What's the main guy in that?
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg. How many films do they put him in where he's some macho bloke? And you think, what? I'll knock you out.
He's funny, though. He's funny, that's why. People like funny. People
but he's
like
not.
Funny.
But he, the role, he's a funny guy. Yeah. And he's good for funny guy stuff. But yeah. Have you seen the one where the end of the world, what's it called? With the robots.
I know the one you're talking about. I forget the title. Yes.
Terminator? I know exactly which one you're talking about. What's, it's literally called The End of the World.
Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like some macho save the day guy. And you just think, is he?
Well, no, in that movie, he's not a macho save the day guy. He's actually like portrayed as a bum.
The world's end.
His life drinking.
The world's end.
Yeah, but he's a bit of a geezer in that.
Is that where they're all in a bar or something?
I don't know.
The world's ending around him or something?
I just remember thinking, I like you as a character, but I couldn't see you doing the stuff you're doing in this film.
He was. It's The World's End is the movie you're talking about. The movie that Nick Cage was in, playing himself, was
Ghost
absolutely
Rider.
Bloody hilarious.
National
I like
Treasure.
Ghost Rider.
What?
No. What was it called? The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
The Wicker Man.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Anyway, right. So if people like Nick Cage, they'll love that. If they don't like Nick Cage, then probably don't buy that character. That wouldn't make any sense. That'd be
is
madness.
Is he a paid DLC?
No, it's a paid character. Well, yeah, technically, yeah, because you pay for additional characters. They brought in some famous people that game.
Oh, who else is on there? Characters. To the level of fame.
Dead by Daylight characters. What have we got?
Sounds like Fortnite. They do that too.
Oh, because there's quite a few.
Yeah,
of them,
but they've got a better budget.
Yeah, but they don't use the actual
they
voices,
have, like, Deadpool.
So Freddy Krueger is in there.
Yeah, but Freddy Krueger, technically, even though he's an actor, it's not him, is it?
Well, when did the actor that played him pass away, though? Or is he still alive?
I don't think he's still alive.
I think he's still alive, yeah. He's the only guy that
burnt.
Played Freddy.
They've got the guy, Wesker, from Resident Evil.
Okay, go on, who else?
I think Nicolas Cage might be the most famous one. Danny Johnson?
Who's
the
Danny
hell is
Johnson?
That?
Oh, that's my cousin.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
All right, okay. Michael Myers, but that's a call.
Welcome. Sorry, just welcome in, Raiders. Shifty Hands, really appreciate you dropping in, dude. Hope your stream went well. And welcome in, everybody. We're just talking about actors at the moment. Because Dead by Daylight has had Nicolas Cage put in the film. And we're not going to say anything to the new people in here. Let us all know your feelings and thoughts on Nicolas Cage as an actor. Don't hold back. Tell us what you think.
Let's see it's Grey's Green Room.
I love him. I love him.
Let's see.
That is definitely Grey's Green Room. Interesting.
Let's see what everyone says. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
There you go. Danny DeVito.
Well, you got there. Who's the Mexican guy that was in Scum?
In Scum?
Grey got him. Danny Trejo.
Oh, Danny Trejo, yeah.
Yeah, and it was funny. Great. It was just all he do was spamming his one-liners. He paid what money
for that.
See,
that was pretty good. Yeah. That was a pretty good crossover.
That's my point, though, mate. Listen to that link. That's a link in the notes, right? Go listen to some of his one-liners later on, right? Some of them are pretty funny. There's about nine minutes of dialogue, and it's just him one-liners all the
way
through.
I'm surprised that Grey hasn't brought up... what's his name?
Charles.
No, in the game, what was the game you played? And it had the Football Factory. What's his name?
Oh, Frodo. Frodo.
No.
The guy Football Factory, no?
No.
Oh, the hard geezer from London.
Danny Dyer.
Because
he was in that game you was playing and you loved it and you kept saying about how you was going to put all your own stuff in.
Who, me?
No, Grey.
Danny Dyer. I think
Grey's forgotten
a while though.
look at some of the movies that Nick Cage has been in. No, Face Off, loved it. Corner,
I'm not saying he ain't been in a lot of stuff. I just don't think he's the best.
I didn't say he was the best actor.
Roles. I just said, I'm going to put it in straight, plain. Like, this is how I see it is. If you had to pull up, like, him or... who was I saying? I've got mine blank.
Danny Dyer.
No, not Danny Dyer, which is getting so confusing.
Danny Trejo.
No, Danny's. There's no Danny's here.
Oh, right, Danny. Danny boy.
Danny boy, no.
No. It was the one from... Oh, my God.
Sniffing salts. Pass the sniffing salts.
Yeah, someone give me the sniffing salts.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick's right there.
What's his name? The one I just told you 2 minutes ago. I've forgotten his name now.
You've been waffling shite for the last five minutes. I have no clue.
Craze.
Nick. Nicolas Cage.
No, it's definitely not Nicolas Cage.
Getting old.
I can't believe this.
See, you're getting quackers up in here. Stop it.
I don't know.
Hardy, that's it. Tom Hardy was the one I was talking about.
Tom Hardy.
If you had Nicolas Cage or Charles. Tom Hardy in a film, which one would you want to see? You're blatantly going to say Tom.
Why are you picking those two? Why are you picking
because
Tom Hardy?
Hardy's
Why
Tom films Hardy? Are amazing.
Yes, because he's a better actor than Nick Cage. That's why.
Exactly.
I didn't say Nick Cage was an amazing actor. I said I liked him. He's funny.
Have you ever seen the film Bronson with Tom Hardy?
No.
Gets his chap
Charles
out.
Bronson?
Is that why you like him? You fancy his chap? Bloody knew it. I knew it. Anyway, right. Moving on. The second part of Trev's News Corner.
Everyone's just going mad.
The rumoured, not rumoured, I think it's going to come out at some point, the RTX 4090 Ti.
Hans no will one's no going to buy.
Yeah, no, Hans will. He sold a kidney already. He's probably going to have no kidneys soon when it does come out. Wait, let me post this in chat, right?
Yeah, but do you think, just before you carry on, do you think that the price point on this card's going to be very, very lower than what we think it's going to be? Because they're not selling.
It's going to be higher than the 4090. It has to be, and that's already, what, £1,500 or something? But look at the link, guys, right? This thing, the cooler on it, it's got its own postcode. That's zip code for America.
Is that the one that you put in there? It's the 4 slot.
Yeah, it's huge. Oh my God. It's like 4 slots or something.
Yeah, it takes 4 slots.
But they made it shorter, didn't they? Because the 3090s couldn't fit into a lot of cases, so people weren't. Yeah.
And that might work for me. I've got a problem with length, not width. Don't. You behave, Nick. You behave. Right. So...
IB Charles says, I'm still on a 1080. 4090 will be 5 years away. Shifty says chode GPU. fair play.
It's so big, but I mean, doesn't make any difference. You still need a new power supply. That thing will take a bloody nuclear reactor to run. It's ridiculous. And the price, basically what they're doing is they're releasing the full fat die. See whatever processor it's on, they're releasing the full fat thing.
This is where I don't understand. Now, the only thing I can think about is price, them saving money on the price of making it. Because you do realise, you see how big that is, that 4 slot. That's just a heat sink, yeah? If you take all that off to water cool it, do you know how big the card's going to be? It's going to be like 6 to 8 inches long, and it's going to be tiny. So why don't they just... I'm not being funny. How impressed would you be if they brought out the 4090 Ti and they went, they gave it this little card like that with a all-in-one water cooler and a radiator on it. And they were like,
I wish
there
they
you
would
go.
Do that. That would be good if they've done that as a Founders Edition card, like special edition, because it's only board partners that do that. It's never NVIDIA themselves, never. Because they're crap at cooling solutions, that's why. That's not their thing. I'd love that, mate.
What do you mean? It's a very, very simple thing. Like, to do one of them all-in-one water coolers, every man and his dog's doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're everywhere. You can get them for £30 if you wanted. Like, you can get really cheap ones. So,
see, when I build my next PC and invite you up to the borough, right?
Yeah.
To build said PC, I'm probably going to ask for that. I'm probably going to ask for a graphics card with a cooling loop, not the bending pipe.
But
sink,
I will say, that's
loop.
Fine. You can do that. You can manually do them yourself, but they're not very good. They don't last too long. They're not that great. But if you buy one like
already
a Kingpin or something like that that's already got it on there,
a closed loop system,
that's
called,
fine.
Isn't it?
But it will come with it. It will be sealed, and then we'll put it in. That's fine.
So you basically need a bigger case because it would need to be a rad big enough for the CPU on one side and a rad for the...
For that card, you'll only need, the way you do it, this is the way you basically would work out how many rads you need for what it is. So one rad, when I say one rad, I mean one 120 mil rad, yeah? You have one for standard on each component, and then you have two for overclocking. So if you want to get, say, a 4090, and it might be different with these cards because of how hot they get, but say you want to go with a 4090, the way I'd look at it is, if you want to just run it normally, then you'd have the, you could just get away with having a 120 mil rad. If you want to overclock it, then you want to have a 240. If you want to keep it super duper cool and all right, then you go for a 360.
Which is what, the equivalent of like three fans worth, isn't it?
What they will probably do on that card, just to make it look good, it would probably come with three to cover the whole
three.
Front, the whole
that many?
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, because it's a card that runs hot. But yeah. Here's a question for you, Mike, right? Well, no, true. Here's a question for you, right? So, in a case when you're building a PC, right, a lot of the time you've got the little one singular fan on the back, right? Yep. That's taking on where the IO is, taking the warm air out, right? And then you've got, you can put a rad at the top and a rad at the side, one for a CPU and one for the GPU. Is that acceptable? Because you see what I mean about airflow?
Yeah, you've got two rads. What people don't realize is when you come to, I keep saying this to people, when you come to water cooling, and every like pro that you talk to about water cooling will say their own version of it. Yeah, that's just naturally what happens. Now, in my view and my experience of what I do, I always have the ambient outside air being pulled in. So if you wanted to do that setup, yeah, that would be fine, mm-hmm. but you'd have to get the air out as well. So if you had a rad at the back and a rad at the top, yeah.
A rad at the top and a rad at the side.
Yeah, the back.
Yeah.
No,
the back's got the singular fan.
Yeah, that's where you're talking about putting it, though, aren't you?
No, it'd be at the front. One rad would be at the front, where the CPU or GPU rad would be, and another rad would be at the top, because they're the two biggest sections.
So that's fine that way. That's a good way, because that'd be bringing the air in, and then the top will be bringing the air down and in, which obviously there's heat wanting to rise out of there, but you'll be pulling it in. But what you then do to counter this, so you don't get the pressure in there, is you then have the back one pulling it out and the bottom pulling it out. So wherever it is, you want the air sucking out of what's coming in.
Yeah,
you know.
I thought you would have the back one taking cool air in, because you want to take heat out of a rad, don't you? So if there's a rad here and there's a rad here, you want to have fans on either side of them sucking hot air out of the machine.
No, you don't. No.
Why not?
Well, think about it technically. If you're sucking hot air through a rad, what's it doing?
No, out of you're taking the hot air away and out of the case.
Yeah, but that's not how a radiator works, is it? A radiator, as the water goes through the radiator, you want to cool it down. So blowing hot air through it is going to give you a vicious circle of heat. So that's why, even though the air outside your computer is only, say you're in a hot air environment, which is 30 degrees outside, you want to pull that 30 degrees through, and then that will call it 230 degrees because it's outside temperature, rather than pulling the 100 degrees from inside through outwards.
So if I have my rad here, I want fans on the left-hand side pulling the air away from it, and then fans at the top taking the hot air out. Yeah.
In an ideal world, you want the rad to be at the front where it's pulling the cold air in, and then you want to have a rad at the bottom or at the back pulling it in. And then, because what will happen is it'll pull it in, and then naturally it will like heat rises, and then the fans at the top are blowing it away.
That'll be interesting when it happens.
If you look at a lot of custom PCs that are built, the first thing you'll see is they'll have a rad, and they'll have the fans blowing the air from inside the case where the CPU and GPU is out of the rad, which is then heating up the water, and then it's going round into the CPU getting more hot, and then they wonder why they get overheating temperatures and their thermal paste is like crusty and rock hard, you know?
Yep.
But when you think about it, it is logical that it does cool if you do it the right way around, even though it doesn't automatically, when you think of it, you don't think, oh yeah, that's the way to do it. You automatically think the opposite. But then when you think about it, it actually does make sense.
And don't forget that hot air rises, so you always want to take hot air out of the top of the case, ideally.
But like in my computer, now I've got the Y60 case, and that's got a radiator. It's got a two radiator at the back on the side, and it's got a radiator at the top because it's all glass. So there's no there's no space for radiators on the front or sides anywhere in it. So you can't have it down the front or at the side or anything like that. So I've got a radiator, 3 at the top and 2 at the back. So in my case, what I've done is it's pulling the air from outside down through the top, but that's just going to build up pressure inside of heat. So what I've had to make sure I do is I have fans in the bottom and at the back. So even though it's coming down in, they're sucking the air out and it's pulling it through the opposite direction.
I don't have fans at the bottom of my case. I need to show you a picture of this at some point in the future. I have a mid-sized tower, right? And in a mid-sized tower, I've put a 3080 Ti in there. I've got an i9 9900K.
Which way round have you got the graphics card? Have you got it in the motherboard or have you got it vertical?
It's in the motherboard. I don't have a riser or anything, mate. So,
it's
right against the fan. It's right against the fan. It's touching.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people have vertical ones, and then they're right against the glass, right in front, and then the heat.
No. That's why the Chode GPU would work for me if I had a better power supply, because I don't have the length, but I've got the girth. And on that bombshell.
Right. Anyway, with that, everybody. That is, unless anybody else got anything to talk about, that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I'm going to try and play some new games. I realised I haven't been on the Xbox for about 3 weeks because I've been so busy, but I'm going to try and start up a new game for next week. If anyone's got any really good strategy games, like where you can really get stuck in, me and Man City was actually talking about RimWorld again because that gets us all very excited. So I might play something like that. I'm not sure yet. We will be playing Diablo. We've got a clan, Extreme PC UK. Everybody's welcome to get on there. Thank you for that follow, dude. Kat says Anno 1880. I tried to get into that. I couldn't get into it.
It's a very in-depth game. You'd need a lot of time for that one, I think.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful, though.
Yeah. To everybody that's new in here, Shifty, thank you for bringing all your crew in, mate. I really appreciate that. Anyone that's a listener on the podcast or is new in here, all of our podcasts now go out on YouTube, as well as obviously we're number one for like PC gaming titles. We come up on all the podcast apps just for listening. But if you want to actually see us and you want to watch what actually goes on, like all the funny stuff where it goes wrong and that, just go to Extreme PC. I can't even say my own name properly. Extreme PC UK on YouTube. And there's lots of videos for that, and I'm doing a new mini up. It's not new, it's an old mini. I'm doing that up on there, and I like lots of castles and old buildings. So if you like any of that stuff, just go to the Extreme Piece UK, give us a sub on there.
It's a board and fart, basically.
It's always really good. Before you end, Nick, I just want to shout something out again. You guys, everyone who's in here and everyone who's made it to the end, congratulations. I do want to say again, I have got a Minecraft server called
Rothmark. He just spoke right over him as he said it.
I have got a Minecraft server. Yeah, I've got a Minecraft server.
What's he got?
mc.rosslight.network. Go and check it out. It's available everything. No, don't. Twitch.
You'll get Quest. Spam. You'll get spam and malware on your computer.
I've just got to say one thing. It's all good. You can go to his Minecraft server, but join our Discord at Extreme PC UK.
Join the Discord.
Join
my Discord.
I just want to say, Ivy Charles.
He
says I've got ADHD and autism, so it's cool to see this channel. Dude, we've got in our Discord. We put it in there. We've actually got a channel for people with autism, ADHD. If you've got any questions or need a chat or anything like that, we got a few of us in here. We all stick together, as you probably can tell with us two here in the corners. Especially if you see the smelling salts video. Feel free, anyone who wants to jump in our Discord, feel free to get in there and chat and get involved in the rooms and stuff like that and follow us. We're all about, and we're here to help out and play games and stuff. Lots of people can jump in. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to. You can just jump in a room and just listen, type, whatever. We know Kat very, very well, but we've never spoke to her. But she's always playing with us. So, you know, it's good to have it like that. And with that brings us to the end of the podcast. I'll be getting this out for tonight at 12 o'clock on voice, on listening, and then it should be out. I keep putting the podcast out the next day, getting the dates muddled up, and it's going out like... The last one went out 4 days late. So I'm going to try and get this one out. The video podcast from YouTube will be out by tomorrow morning. It'll jump into our Discord, so you can sit there or just go to YouTube and give us a sub. Apart from that, that brings us to the end. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for all them subs. I can't believe you sent so many in, Taz John, man. I really do appreciate it. That was crazy. You're on 75 gifted subs, my friend. That's crazy. No one's catching up with that. But cheers. I appreciate it. And that brings us to the end. There won't be any outro music today because my stream deck's rubbish and it doesn't work properly. And we'll see you later on. Cheers, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.